So we have two more shulim before Rosh Hashanah, which is today and next Sunday. Would only be natural that we dedicate these two shiurim to Inyan HaDiyoma. So today we will be discussing a sugya dealing with Tkiyas Shofar, the central and most important mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Next week, too far ahead. I don't plan that far ahead. So next week, either Rosh Hashanah or Slichas or Yom Kippur, a relevant sugya dealing with the Yomim Neiroim. So today, the question we will be discussing, what is the basic definition of... So today's shiur is dedicated. Leilui Nishmas, Rav Avrom Yankev ben Reb Shraga Favel Doffel. Tonight is the Yortzeit. And Shienuach B'Sholom HaMashkavoy, and he should be a Meres Yosef of the entire wonderful family. And the shiur is dedicated by his brother, who is a Mishtatef Kavua, a participant in this shiur. When he is in Eretz Yisrael, he usually comes to the shiur. So the Torah we learn tonight is Leilui Nishmas HaRav Reb Avrom Yankev Ben Reb Shraga Favel. He should be a Meres Yosef for the entire family, and they should only know Simcha and Naches. So as I said, the topic we will be discussing tonight is what is the basic Hagedorah, the basic definition of Mitzvah HaShofar? Because all the Torah says is Yom Teruwa Yiyeh Luchem. What does that mean? Is it Tkiyas Shofar or Shmias Koyel Shofar? Is the Mitzvah blowing the Shofar, or rather hearing? I don't think hearing is the right definition. Listening. You need to listen and hear the Shofar. Seems to be a machlokes to Shofar. It would be useful if I could have a Rambam's manim. Yes, the Rambam is right there. So the Rambam in seven different sources seems to make it very clear that the mitzvah is Tkiyas Shofar. Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. Perek Beis Aloch Aleph. Perek Aleph Aloch Gimel. Protei HaMitzvah. Sefer HaMitzvah. Ha'orech Va'kotz HaKufayim. Tshuvas Perek Dosim Menon Aleph. These are the sources in which we learn in the Rambam. The mitzvah is not blowing the Shofar, but rather Lishmoya Koil Shofar. So I quoted so many sources in the Rambam, so at least let's be specific about some of them. Protei HaMitzvahs, at the very beginning of Hilchas Shofar. Lishmoya Koil Shofar Be'echot B'Tishrei. And then Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. Mitzvahs HaSei Shel Torah Lishmoya Teruas HaShofar Be'Rosh Hashanah. Perek Aleph Aloch Gimel, the Rambam writes, if a person steals a Shofar, Shofar HaGozel, and he blows, would that be defined as a Mitzvah Bo Bavayr? And the Rambam says no. She'ein mitzvah elo b'shmias ha'koil ve'ein b'koil din gezeila. So the Rambam makes it very clear in various different sources. As I said, seven different sources. The mitzvah is l'shmoy ha'kol shofar. Sefer HaChinuch, as usual, Tov Hei, follows in the footsteps of the Rambam. The Torah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei says, because the mitzvah is shmia, that also is reflected in Nusach HaBrocha. We say, Asher Kedushonu B'mitzvayse V'tzivonu L'shmoya Koil Shofar. Rabbeinu Tam seems to differ, because the Rosh in Perek Dalet in Masechet Rosh Hashanah brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the Brocha is Al Tkiyas Shofar. And many Rishonim quote that as the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam. And we find two different formulas in Rabbeinu Tam's Shitta. Some bring that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Tkiyas Shofar. Others bring that the Nusach HaBrocha is Litkoa B'Shofar. But according to both formulas, we mention Tkiyah and not Shmiyah. And obviously, Rabbeinu Tam has a Shutaf, and that is the She'iltas. And She'iltas, the Rav Achai Goen She'ilta Kufayin Aleph, the Sheilta says that the mitzvah is Litkoya B'Shofar and the Brocha is Al Tkiyas Shofar. Did I ever tell you the story about the Shiltas? First of all, who was the Shiltas? The Machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos in Zvochim, and also in the very beginning of Masechet Bava Basra. According to the Rashbam, Shiltas that Rav Achai Goren was put together by Rav Achai that is found in Shas, one of the latest Amiroim. And according to the Rashbam, it has tremendous significance, the Shiltas, because it actually is part of essential Torah Sheval Peh, part of Divrei Chazal. Tosfos argues, no, he was one of the Gaonim in a later generation. But the Meiri, in his introduction to a Sefer, writes a fascinating story. How did the Shiltas come to be? So the Meiri says that Rav Achai Goren had a son who wasn't a great masmid. He didn't like to learn. And his father had tremendous agmas nefesh. His son was running all around the place, and he really didn't get him to sit and learn and properly toil and Torah. So he composed a short compilation of all the mitzvahs, and he was misada them according to the Parshas HaShavua, because Shabbos, the boy wasn't sure. What could you do on Shabbos? So Shabbos, he sit and learned with his father. So Rav Achai Goren put together most of the sugyas in Shas, and most of the mitzvahs in the Torah, in accordance to the weekly parshas. So Shabbos, he had the opportunity to learn together with his son and teach him. And that is how the Shiltas came to be. And one comes to wonder, how is it that the Gadol HaDor, one of the greatest Gedolim and greatest Goyim in days of yore, had a son that didn't want to learn? So who knows? Maybe it wasn't Min HaShamayim. We should be zeichet to the Shiltas, which is one of the most fundamental svarim b'divrei HaRishonim. So the Shiltas and Rabbeinu Tam maintained that the mitzvah is tkiya shofar, while the Rambam and the Tur maintained that the mitzvah is lishmoa kol shofar, and that is why we find two different gerses, two different opinions, two different formulas in Nusach HaBrocha. Do we say it koya b'shofar, or rather lishmoa kol shofar? And it's quite interesting to note that many of the Achroinim argue that the mitzvah is a combination of both Tkiyah and Shemiyah. Do we find similar phenomena regarding other mitzvahs? Of course we do. Many. And some mitzvahs are a combination of different acts and deeds, not only one maisa. Let's take as an example Akrovas HaKarbonos. So there's a mitzvah Akrovas HaChatos, another one Akrovas HaOila, Akrovas HaShlomim, and the Toido, and each korban is a mitzvah. But each of these karbonos, the mitzvah, necessitates various different acts. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halachas Adam, Zrikas Adam, Aktoras Oemerim. So, to be mekayim each of these mitzvahs of a Klavos HaKarbonos, minimum ma'asim, you need to do five different acts, which is Shechita, Kabbalah, Halachas, Zrikas, Aktoras Oemerim. The Rambam maintains that the mitzvahs of Trumas and Ma'asis are a combination of two ma'isim, and it's one mitzvah. Hafroshes Truma v'nesina l'koyin. Hafroshes ha'maisa v'nesina l'levi. Hafroshes ha'maisa v'nesina l'ani, if it's maser ani. So yes, we find many mitzvahs which necessitate doing more than one act. So it should be no wonder if the Achroinim argue that mitzvahs ha'shoifer is a combination of tkiyah and shmiyah. The problem with this opinion is it doesn't fit in with the Rishonim. Because the Rambam writes, Ein ha-mitzvah elo b'shmiyas ha-koyel. And that's why there is no din of mitzvah bo b'aveira. If the mitzvah would be a combination, then you need to blow the shofar, then that would be a mitzvah bo b'aveira. So the Rishonim seem clearly to state, it's either or, either shmiyah or tekiyah. But the Yoyim Teruah, Maram ben Chaviv, going back 400 years, and his sefer Yoyim Teruah, Masechet Rosh Chodesh, Dav Chav Zayin, that's his opinion. Following in his footsteps is the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch has a very interesting question. So if the mitzvah is Tkiyah and Shemiyah, do we need Tkiyah and Shemiyah together, or we could separate one from the other? What is the Metzias? What is he dealing with? So at this stage, we need to deal with the Sugyas. Why do the Achroinim come up with a new idea that mitzvahs Shofar necessitates Tkiyah and Shmiyah Gam Yachad? Because there are four sugyas in Masechet Rosh Hashanah which seem to contradict each other. Two sugyas which prove that the mitzvah is Shmiyah, two others which would seem to prove that the mitzvah is Tkiyah, And how do we reconcile these sugyas? So let's just embark on a short discussion, 1, 2, 3, 4, and dealing with these four sugyas. Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin, HaTorkei Al HaToich HaBoyer Lo Yotze Yedei Chayvos. If a person blows the shofar into a pit or a cave, he isn't Yotze. And the Gemara explains, it depends where the people are, the ones that want to be Yotze. If they are in the cave, they are Yotze. But if they're standing outside the cave, they're not Yotze. And the Gemara explains, because if a person blows the shofar into a cave and people are standing outside the cave, then what they hear is a koil havora. What does koil havora mean? Probably an echo. And that is not the original voice of the shofar, and therefore one is not Yotze. We won't have time tonight to discuss. So, Rabbi Yosef Engel in Brochus Chofei writes, there's a new invention that has come up and people call it the telephone. Could one be Yotze Tkia Shofar through a telephone? And he deals what we hear. Is that a kol havora? Is it similar to an echo? And obviously, Rabbi Yosef Engel wasn't very familiar with the technology, and he thought that it is somewhat of an echo, which naturally is not right. It's just a totally reproduction of a voice which is similar to the one that the person produced. But in no way do you hear that person's voice, neither directly or indirectly. So I don't want to go into the halachic question of hearing shofar from hearing aid, cochlear implant, or a microphone. These are sugyas discussed with at great length, but I don't think we will have time to go into the details today. So the Gemara says, if you're in the cave, then you're Yotze. If you're outside the cave, you're not. And even the Baal Tokeah himself, if he's outside, and the voice comes out of the shofar inside the cave, then he isn't Yotze. So obviously he's using a Temani shofar, because if you have an Ashkenazi shofar, it's very hard to imagine how could he be standing outside the cave and the Kol shofar is inside the cave, but the Temanim have a long spiral showing from. It always was a wonder to me, because Chazal say, Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tika Lefona B'Shofar Shel Ayel, V'ani Yizkor Lachem Eloi Shel Yitzchok Ben Avram. So it is preferable to use the shofar of a ram, and the Temanim use the shofar of an African antelope called the kudu. I don't know whether people are familiar with animals here, but it has very long and spiraled horns, beautiful horns, but it isn't a ayel. So, but that is their meaning. So obviously, this person is standing outside the cave. He has a long shofar, and the coil shofar goes out of the pia shofar that is in the cave. But what is important to our discussion, even the Turkeya is not Yotze. And the question is, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is Tkia, why isn't he Yotze? Other people can't be Yotze because they aren't Turkeya. So the only way they could be Yotze is Shomea Ka'ina. So they need to hear a proper kol shofar. But the Tekeah himself, why isn't he Yotze? He blew the shofar. He produced a proper kol shofar, because the people standing in the cave were Yotze. So why ain't he Yotze if the mitzvah is Kiyah? So if the mitzvah is Shmiya, there's no difference between the Baal Tekeah or any other person. The essential mitzvah is Lishmoya kol shofar. So the fact that you're blowing the shofar means nothing. You, just as anyone else, have the mitzvah of Lishmoa kol shofar, and what you're hearing is an echo, and it's not the original kol shofar. But according to Rabbeinu Tam and the shilters of the mitzvah Tkia, why wouldn't he be Yotze? On the other hand, Daf Chof Tes, we learn in the Mishnah, Ashomea mepi cheresh shoita v'kotn lo yotze dechavosei. Zeh haklal. כל המחויב בדובר מויצא חן מדי חבוסון, מי שאין המחויב בדובר אין המויצא חן מדי חבוסון. If the mitzvah is tkia, then we very well understand the Mishnah. Because the Terkeia is Moitzi others, Yedei Chayvosan, so he needs to be Yavar Chayuva. But if the mitzvah is Shemir, then the Terkeia isn't Moitzi anyone. Each and every member of the congregation is Mekayim the mitzvah on his own, B'Shmias Koil Shofar. So why can't they hear from a Cheres Shoita V'Kotem? He doesn't have to be Moitzi then, because each and every one of those people hearing the Kol Shofar is Mekayim the mitzvah on his own. So this sugya, this is a Mishnah, seems to prove that the mitzvah is tkia, and that is why the Baal Tekeya, if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, can be Moitzi others. But the sugya of Tekeya L'shtoy Chabor seems to prove that the mitzvah is Shemiyah, and that's why the Baal Tekeya himself is not Yoitza if he doesn't hear a proper Kol Shofar. And that is why many achronim maintain we must assume that the mitzvah is a combination of both. But as I said before, we find no one of the rishonim that this opinion would fit in to their texts. The Rambam clearly says, and the Torah as well, Eina mitzvah elo b'shmias hakol. And when we learn the Sheiltas in Kufayin Aleph, he says the mitzvah is tkiyah, and that is why we say litkoya b'shoifah. That is the nusach habrocha. So let me try to be miyashav both sugyas, Ali b'damar and Ali b'damar. Shalat Shuvas Maram al Shakar was one of the later Rishonim, and a Siman Yud in his Sefer. He speaks about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is tkiyah. And he makes an interesting point. In Brochus Tezvav Amud Aleph, there's a machloikis of the Mishnah regarding mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Machloikis Chachomim and Rabbi Yossi. Is it enough lehoitzi b'sfosav, or maybe tzorach lahashmiya la'oznav? Rabbi Yossi maintains tzorach lahashmiya la'oznav. And if he says very low, and he can't even hear what he's saying, lo yotzi dechavosai. Why? Because the pasuk says Shema Hashmiya la'aznecho. Chachamim say no. Shema means b'kol loshon she'atu shomea. Could we define Mrs. Kriya Shema as Shemiya? No, definitely not. Because the basic source of Mrs. Kriya Shema is the pasuk v'dibar dubam. So the pasuk clearly says the mitzvah is dibur. After Piken, there is a condition, a stipulation. The mitzvah is dibur, but on the condition that you hear what you say. So there could be a similar condition regarding Tekiya Shofar. And even if the mitzvah would be Tekiya, maybe Tzorach Lashmiya La'aznav. But that is not the essence of the mitzvah. It's not the basic definition of the mitzvah, but rather a condition, a stipulation, one of the tenoim of the mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam would maintain the mitzvah is tkiya, and therefore the broche is litkoya b'shoifah, but on the condition that you also hear your tkiya. So that is the addition of the Maram al Shikar. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would have no problem with the sugya of tkiya l'toy chabor. Even the tkiya needs to hear. That doesn't mean the mitzvah is shmir. But it could be a din, just like we find by Kriya Shema Shittas of Yosi. On the other hand, how would the Rambam explain why do we need to hear from a Bar Chiyuva? So the Chazon Ish in Siman Yud Tes in Or Chaim says, even in the mitzvah Shmir, but you need to hear a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. And if a person blows and he's not a Bar Chiyuva, that's not a koil shofar shel mitzvah. There's a din in the cheftz of the koil. You need to hear a koil shofar shel mitzvah. And if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, that is not a koil shofar shel mitzvah. It is as if we reproduce the koil shofar. No. When you reproduce the koil shofar by electronics, it's not a koil shofar. But if a cheres shoyta v'kotem blows, it's a kol shofar. So would a person be yotze if an ape was trained to blow the shofar? It's a kol shofar. But it's not a human called Shofar. So I think everybody would understand, no, that doesn't seem right. You know, you have a monkey blowing the shofar, you can't be Yotze. The coil shofar would sound the same. And unlike an electronically transmitted coil shofar, it is a coil shofar. So obviously, there is room to argue, you can't be Yotze with any shofar. It needs to be a coil shofar shofar mitzvah. And I don't think it should be a pillar, because we find a similar fundamental idea in many mitzvahs, that the cheftz of the mitzvah has to be produced lishma. For instance, tzitzis. Making the tzitzis, tying the tzitzis is not the mitzvah. It's only the preparation of the cheftz. And after piken there's a din, we find a similar din by matzah's mitzvah and by tzitzis. And according to one opinion in Avodah Zorah of Zayin by Mila, so we find that sometimes even the cheftz has to be produced with a special kavod on Hashem mitzvah. So why wouldn't we say in the same regard with Tkiyah Shofar? The mitzvah is Rishmaya Kol Shofar. But it can be just any Kol Shofar. If an animal blows the Shofar, that's not the Kol Shofar that you need to hear. It must be produced not only by a human being, not only by a Ben Yisrael, by a Bar Chiyuva. And you need to hear a Kol Shofar Shofar mitzvah. So that would reconcile both sugyas and leave the Rambam up to himself and Rabbeinu Tam up to himself, and don't try to tie them together. They don't want to be together in this halacha. But there are two additional sugyas which are a bit more complicated to reconcile. Two more sugyas. And both are in Roshon HaChofetz. So three out of the four sources are in the same blot. The Gemara says, not only do you need to hear from a Bar Chiyuva, we also need Kavonas Shomea veKavonas Mashmia. A person cannot be Yotze by listening to the Kol Shofar only if he has Kavona, and the one blowing the Shofar has Kavona, to be Moitzi others Yedei Chayvoson. And we ask the same fundamental question, but he's not Moitzi Achayrim Yedei Chayvoson. So why does it need to be a mechamet in the chavosah? Why wouldn't it be enough that he's a bar chiyuva? So the koil shofar is a koil shofar shol mitzvah. Why does he need to be moitzi others when in reality he is not moitzi others? Because the mitzvah is lishmoa koil shofar and not letkoya mishofar. So we asked, so why do we need to hear from a bar chiyuva? Okay, so we gave a logical explanation. If that Kol Shofar is not produced by a Bar Chiyuva, it's not a Kol Shofar Shol Mitzvah. But why do we need Kavona of the Tokeya to be Moitzi others when actually he's not Moitzi others? So the Chazon Ish gives us a somewhat complicated formula, which I have difficulty agreeing with, and he says, it needs to be a Kol Shofar Shol Mitzvah legabe ha-shomea. And if the Tokeya isn't Mechaven lo-hoitzi ha-shomea, it might be a Kol Shofar Shol Mitzvah legabe Tokeya, but not legabe ha-shomea. No. I think that is taking the svara to an extreme. He hears a kol shofar shol mitzvah. So why do we need kavana to be moitzi the shomea when, by basic definitions, he's not moitzi the shomea? When a person wants to be moitzi others with birch satoira, birch samozan, and tefillah and kriya shema, yes, all these mitzvahs are dibur. So the one that davens or reads Kriya Shema, recites Kriya Shema, has to be Moitzi others. But if the mitzvah of Shofar is Lishmoya Kol Shofar, and the Kol Shofar is a proper Kol Shofar of a Bar Chiyuva, why do we need Kavonas Mashmia? On the other hand, in that same blot, there's a fascinating halacha. Mi shechetzio eved chetzio ben choyren, there's a machlokes, could it be Moitzi others? And the halacha is, he cannot even be Yotze himself. Everybody agrees he can't be Moitzi others. But the Mechlokes says, could he be Moitzi himself? Could he blow Shofar for himself? And the Gemara says, no. And that is why he needs to hear the Shofar from a person that is a total Bar Chiyuva, not a Chotzi Eved, Chotzi Ben Choyrin. because an eved is chayev b'mitzvas kiisho. And no shema porter from tkiyas shofar. Yesterday, I was asked the shayla, and I was really shocked. Really shocked. So a person asked me, daven's in a shul, and their bal tekeah blows in another shul, so he only gets there for musaf, for the hoichesh manesu. And they don't have a bal tekeah for tkiyas de meyushav, so there's a lady in the Ezes Nosem that blows the shofar. She doesn't come down to the men's section. She blows from the Ezes Nosem, and she blows beautiful tkiyas. And a lady blows in the Ezes Nosem that tkiyas the Meyushav, and then the Baal Tekeah arrives to the Oichas Manasseh from another shul, and he blows the tkiyas the Mu'amad. So he asked me whether he should go to another shul. I said, definitely yes, for two reasons. Not only one, for two reasons. Reason number one, after all, tkiyas the Meyushav is a chiyuv. Minatoyri, yoytzu ut shloi shum koilas, but it's a gemara shona tev zayin that you're tkiyas the Meyushav and tkiyas the Mu'amad. And a woman cannot be moitzi others because the simple reason she's not a bar chiyuva. And the Mishnah says, "Kol shemuchuyev d'vav moitzi chayim dechavosan." So the tkiyas the Meyushav you're hearing from the Ezes Nosem is me nothing. You can't be yoitzi with those tkiyas. Chutz mezeh, you know, it's an Orthodox shul. It's very strange to me that in an Orthodox shul we would have a lady in the Ezes Nosem blowing shofar for the men sitting downstairs without a balmakra. I mean, the halacha necessitates there should be a balmakra as well. So, very strange. We live in a strange world, an Orthodox shul. So, the halacha, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Chotz Yevet Chotz Mechoyrin can't blow even for himself because he's a combination of Chiyuv and Ptur, of Avdus and Cherus. Just like an Eved is Potter Meshoifa, so he can't be Moitzi another person. So Tzad Avdus can be Moitzi Tzad Cherus. So I have a very fundamental question. Why do we find this Aloha only once in Shas and once in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch? The same question would arise in many different mitzvahs. So do you remember any mitzvah shebedibur which noshem are potter and anoshem are chayiv? An eved is potter and a ben choyren is chayiv. How many do you remember? Mitzvah shebedibur, shenoshem pturot mehem. Kriya Shema. Mitzvah sasei shazman grova. Everybody agrees not. So what does a chotz yevet chotz ben choyren do with Krishna? Hilchas Krishna and Shulchan Aruch are far before Hilchas Shofar. So why don't we find in Hilchas Kriya Shema, Chotz Yevet Chotz Menchoyre needs to be Yoitze from Achayram, he can't do it himself. What else? Anoshim Chayev in Berchas HaMazayim? It's a boye de lo ifshita. In Brochas Davchof. La Alocha Wuch Machmir that a Ishu can't be Moitzeyesh. Why wouldn't a lady be Chayev in Berchas HaMazayim? It's not Zman Groma. Machloikis Rashi and Toises. Rashi says because they didn't have a chelik b'chalukas ha'oretz. So you can't say al eretz chemdu toiv, according to Toysh's bris and toiro. But it's a bayah de lo yifshit and we're machmeh. So what does a chotz yevet chotz menchoyin do with berchas ha'mazon? Why don't we learn there that he needs to hear from another person who is kuloi chiyuv? How about sviras u'oimar? Tov peites. It's not a gemara, but the Mugan of Rome says so mitzvah says shas man grom and no shem p'tura. So what does a chotz yevet chotz mechayin do with smiyas uwaima? So there are many mitzvahs in which we have the same dilemma. But neither in Gemara, nor in Braisa, nor Ramba, nor Shechanoch, none of the poskim, till the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch is very fond of the sugya chotz yevet chotz mechayin, almost in every mitzvah. So the Menchas Chinuch in many mitzvahs, berchas amazoin, Sviras Uwaima, Kriya Shema says, Chotz Yevet, Chotz Mechoyin, Tzuruch Lashmoyim, Epi Achayrim. I don't think so. If that would be the case, it's a Gevaldig Akasha. So why don't Chazal anywhere in Shas deal with this question regarding these other mitzvahs? It's not only Chazal, none of the poskim up to the Menchas Chinuch. So what is the explanation? So whenever I ask this question, I answer with a mashal. It's an amusing mashal. cry, not to laugh. So people come the first day in Sukkot, into the Sukkot. And by human nature, as we know, people, everybody walks in with his Dalat Minim, and each of them looks at the others, you know, people saw their Eslegim one to another. So a person who seems to be an Odom Mechubit comes into Shul with a very strange lulav, 16 centimeters, two tefachim. Beautiful Eslegim, and a very little lulav. His friend tells him, I don't want to embarrass you, but put it away before anybody sees it, because you're going to have big bizyonis. Shir lulav is dalet fochem, and your lulav is approximately half of that shir. He says, my dear friend, you're insulting me. I know halacha, but I'm a chotzeh evet chotzeh ben choyren, so if you need four tfochim, I only need two, because I only have a half a chiv. I asked you not to laugh, but you can't stand the temptation. Yes, it is amusing, and I said so in advance, but why isn't he right? He only has a half a chiyuv. So why can't he get away with two tvachim? A man that is called kuloi bar chiyuv, his shoe is four tvachim. So Chotzi Eved HaMechoren sits in sukkah. Would the tfanas of his sukkah be enough chomish tvachim, not a sola tvachim? And when he eats matzah, okay, matzah is not the right example. Kol sheyeshno bebaltoichel chometz, yeshno bekum achor matzah, but sukkah. Noshim pturim in a sukkah. So the first night sukkah. Everybody needs to eat a kazayas. Could he get away with a chotzi zayas? No. Because the heftz of the mitzvah needs to be a proper one. Your chiyuv is half. But your mitzvah needs to be a kosher mitzvah. You need to eat a kazayas in the sukkah. You need to have a proper sukkah. And the shir mechitzis is a sorat tvachim. Your lulav needs to be a kosher lulav. So the shir lulav is dalat tvachim. So the cheftza needs to be a proper cheftza. Even though the kiyum is always a limited kiyum. Kichiyuvoy kach kiyumoy. And therefore, Chotzevet Chotzer Machoiden recites his own Krishna. He says his own Berachas Hamazon. He counts his own Sfiras Uoyma, just like he's Chayiv and Lulav, even though he's half Chiyuv and half Ptor. So how would you expect him to be Mekayim? It says Lulav. By Lulav, nobody could be Moitzi him. So what does he do with Lulav? What does he do with Sukkah? When he sits in the Sukkah, it's Tzad Cherus and Tzad Avdus are confused, but Kichiyuvoy, Kach Kiyumoy. He doesn't need to offer a Kodesh Baruch Hu more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. So he is a Chotzi Eved Chotzi Mechoyren. And that is the way he performs his mitzvahs. Kichiyuvoy, Kach Kiyumoy. But the Cheftza needs to be a proper Cheftza. And that is the difference between Tkiya Shofar and all the other mitzvahs Sheba Dibur. Because regarding all the other mitzvahs Sheba Dibur, the mitzvah is Dibur. So that's the maximum he could give. That's the maximum HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to give. He has a half a chiyuv, half a kiyum. But regarding shofar, the koil shofar is the heftz of the mitzvah. It's not the performance of the mitzvah. He's mechuyev lishmoya. And he needs to hear a koil shofar shal mitzvah. There's a koil shofar that he needs to hear, needs to be a koil shofar shekuloi mitzvah. Just like his lulav needs to be a proper lulav. And he needs a kazayas and not a half a kazayas. And his tzitzis need to be tzitzis that are lishma and not half lishma. So it is only shofar that stands apart. Because the mitzvah shofar is lishmo akol shofar. If the mitzvah would be tkiya, then shofar would be no different than krishma, berachas hamazon, sviras uoymer, lulav or sukkah. So the difference between shofar and all the others, and the reason we don't find this halacha only by shofar, is because shofar is different. Because the koil shofar is the heftz, it's not the mitzvah. This mitzvah is lishmoya koil shofar. Maybe I will give the same svara but with mathematics, with numbers, because many people understand numbers better than they understand words and concepts. So let's put it like this. Chutz Yeved Chutz Ben Choyrin, his mitzvahs need to be 50%. And therefore, when he's Noit Lulav, 50% Chiyuv, 50% Kiyum. The same regarding Krishna and Berchus HaMazon and Svi'a Sawoymer and Yeshiva B'Sukkah. But regarding Shofar, if he blows his own Shofar, then when he blows the Shofar, it's only 50% of Chiyuv. And when he hears, it's only 50. He's left with 25%, and that is not enough. Because he blows the Shofar, and then he hears the Shofar. So 50% he loses when he blows the Shofar. And when he hears, one ear is Avdus, Ptur. Only one ear is Chiyuv. So another 25% drop off the line, and he's left with 25%, and that is not enough. So it's the same Sfora. The Koil Shofar is the Cheftz. It's not the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is Lishmoa. So the Koil Shofar that he hears must be a proper Koil Shofar, Shekulo Chiyuv. Just like his lulav needs to have a shia lulav, and a sukkah needs to have a shia sukkah, and all the other mitzvahs are the same. So this sugya seems to prove that the mitzvah is leshma kol shofar, and therefore chotz yevet chotz ben choyrin can blow for himself. So how would Rabbeinu Tam understand this sugya? And therefore, I want to say a new mahalach, different than the yom tru and the meches chenech. No, it's not a combination. Because the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam don't seem to feel so. But I want to be a Mechadish and new Hagadora, and I didn't see anyone before me to say the same. Many mitzvahs, and these are concepts you heard from me many times, because many times we come back again and again to the basic Hagadoras of mitzvahs. And I explain that sometimes there is the Mahusa Mitzvah and Maisa HaMitzvah. I think a few weeks ago, I don't recall when, we spoke about mitzvahs Talmud Torah, right? And I quoted the Shulchan Aruch Rav that says there are two mitzvahs, Yediyas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. And I said, no. Yediyas HaTorah is not a mitzvah in its own. In mitzvahs Talmud Torah, there's Maisa Mitzvah and Mahusa Mitzvah. The Mahus, the essence of the mitzvah is Yediyas HaTorah. The reason we need to learn to know, and we need to know to perform. How would one be Mekayim mitzvahs without knowing what those mitzvahs are? And how would one know without learning? So mitzvahs Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah, Kishmo Kein Hu. The mitzvah is to learn. But the objective and the goal and the essence and the reasoning and the logic of this mitzvah is you need to learn because you need to know. And you need to know because you need to observe. So many times we differentiate between the essence of the mitzvah and the actual act or deed. And I think the mahus of mitzvah shofar is shmia, but kia is defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. And not only as a hechsher mitzvah. It's not like tying your tzitzis or building a sukkah. Tkia is defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. Afar pisha mahusa mitzvah. The inyona is shmir. And why is that? Because tkia and shmir are intertwined and they are inseparable. You can't blow today and hear tomorrow. And hearing is passive. It's not active. Ze savil velo pa'il. And therefore, ein shmiya below tkiya. It is as if, let's try to imagine that the Torah would say, titku'u kidei shetishma'u. Or, I would suggest a different formula. Tishma'u kol tkiyatchem. So tkiya is not merely heksher mitzvah. Heksher mitzvah is something I can do today and perform the mitzvah tomorrow. Building a sukkah is heksher mitzvah. Sitting in the sukkah is the mitzvah. Tying your tzitzis is heksher mitzvah. Wearing those tzitzis is the mitzvah. So tying your tzitzis and building your sukkah is heksher. But you can't blow the shofar today and hear it tomorrow. And Shmias Kol Shofar is not a Maisa, it is a Toitzua. And therefore, the relationship between Tkiyah and Shmiah is not a relationship between Heksha Mitzvah and Kiyuma Mitzvah. It is the relationship between Maisa HaMitzvah and Mahusa HaMitzvah. And therefore, yes, the essence of the Mitzvah is Shmiah. But each and every one also needs Tkiyah. And that is why the Baal Tekeya needs to blow four or the others. It is as if each and every one has the mitzvah, titku'u kidei shetishma'u. Tkiyah shofar is the ma'isa mitzvah. Even though shmias kol shofar is the mahusa mitzvah. And that reconciles all the sugyas. The Rambam is right. Ein ha-mitzvah l'b'shmias ha-kol v'ein b'shmol din gezel. There is no mitzvah bu ba'aveira. Because the ikar mitzvah and the mahusa mitzvah is the shmiah. But we still need the tkiyah as well. And that is why we need a bar chiyuva and we need kavonas mashmiah. I give the same explanation in a totally different area. And when we hear it twice in different sugyas, I think it's more misyashav al alev. Tosfos says in Yevomis Tzadik Omid Beis, the iser of kilei begodim shatnes, one is over b'shas alavisha, because the Torah says, lo silbash beged shatnes. Mitzvah tzitzis, one is makayim only after the levisha. Ksuscho asher techase bo, is mashma la'achar shehu lavush. B'shas alavisha, you're not makayim mitzvah tzitzis. It is only after you are already dressed. And you're wearing that dalat kanfas with tzitzis. Shagasari Simel Amid Beis has a kasha on this tesis, and he asks, "How do we know Esad Eicholoses? What is the source from which we learn this concept of mitzvah Esad Eicholoses? A kilayim betzitzis. That is in Yevomis Dav Dalat. By kilayim betzitzis, by Esad Eicholoses, the Chazal say it must be beidne, beidne de mesaka lav." According to Tosis, it's not the same time. Because the lav of shatnas, you're over b'shas alavisha. You're not makayim mitzvah till a moment later. So how could we learn esadur chalosis makayim mitzvah when klayim mitzvah is not be'idna? Gevaldik kasha. So what does the Shagas Aryeh do when he has a kasha on Tosis? He has no problems. He rejects Tosis. That's the Shagas Aryeh. He says, Tosis isn't right, because I have a kasha. But we assume that Tosis is right, and we need to figure out a way to explain Tosis. And I say the relationship between Levisha and Heyoyse Lovish is just like Tkiyah and Shmir, because, once again, they're inseparable. When you put on a beged, then split second later, you're wearing that beged. And being lavush is passive. Putting on the beged is active. So it's the same concept. As tkiyah and shmir is levishas a beged veheyoysay lavush. And therefore, levishas a beged is defined as the maisa mitzvah. And esad eicholoses is the maisa lav dafke the kiyum. So kiyum mitzvah tzitzis is a split second later. But ma'isa ha-mitzvah shel tzitzis is levishas ha-beged, because that's all the person does. What comes later is passive. What is the mitzvah that is resting upon him to do? It's levishas ha-tzitzis, and that is defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. And therefore, my opinion would be, there's no machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam defining mitzvah shofar. The machlokes is in a different area. Defining the relationship between the mitzvah and the brocha. What is kaveh nusach brocha? The ma'isa mitzvah or the essence of the mitzvah? According to the Tur, it is the essence. And that is why we say l'shmo yekoyel shofar. Rabbeinu Tam and the Shultas maintain no. What dictates the Nusach HaBroch is the Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore we say, Litkoya B'Shoifo. Don't ask me, so why doesn't anybody say but Tzitzis that the Broch is Liot Mu'taf, Lo Lehis Atef? No, because I think Lehis Atef includes Liot Atuf. So it's Lav Dafka the Maisa, but Masha Enken Tkias Shoifer and Shmias Koil Shoifer are definitely two different Agdoras and two different formulas. So that's my basic Mahalach in this big Sugya. And I think it's a big Chiddush, and it's Dvorim Nachoinim, Liyashev Divrei HaRoshoinim, but it's a totally new approach, and the Yesod is a Gevaldigi Yesod, a big Chiddush, but I think it's Dvorim HaMisyashev HaMalalev. So what is Shoifer all about? Let's once again ask, Tki or Shmiya. So in today's Shir, it became obvious, somewhat of a combination. Different formulas, different words, but Tki and Shmiya, together. And I think in Pnimius it's the same. Because we find two different reasons in Musa, why do we blow Shoifer? So then Rambam writes, and it's noteworthy, it's not in Hilchos Shoifer, but rather in Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Gimel Melechos Tshuva, the Rambam writes, Afal Pishat Kiyah Shoifer Barosh Hashanah, Gzeira Sakosuv. Remez Yeshbo, Keloimar, Uru, Uru, Yishenim Yishenasrem. Veneradamim Akitzum Etadam Asrem. Zichru Borechem, Chizu B'Tshuva, Chipsu B'Maseichem. אלה השוכחים את סוואמס בהב להזמן, ושויגם כל שנוסם בהבל וריק, אשר לא יויול ולא יעציל, הביטו לנפשיסיכם, היטיבו דרוכיכם ומעלליכם, ויעזוב כל אחד מכמס דרכוי הורו, וסמחשבתוי אשר לא יטויבו. So the Rambam gives us a Musa Shmus, and it is if he is standing at the pulpit and speaking to us. And he uses double language. Uru, uru, yishenim, yishenaschem, v'nerodom ha-makitzum et ha-adamaschem. So as I said, the Rambam doesn't write this in Hilchos Shoifer, but rather in Hilchos Tshuva. So it's not a halachic idea, but a Musa one. But the Ritva takes this very same idea, and he explains the halacha. And the Ritva deals with the question of Nusach HaBrocha. What's Birchas HaShoifer? And the Ritva asks, why, when it comes to Megillah, we say Al Mikro Megillah, but by Shoifer we say Lishmoya Kol Shoifer. And the Ritva says, very simple, because the mitzvah is Kriyas HaMegillah. But by Shoifer the mitzvah is not Kiyas Shoifer, but Shmiyas Kol Shoifer, because the Shoifer is all about Tshuva and Cheshbon Nefesh. So by Shoifer the mitzvah is here. And that's why I said at the beginning of this year, don't hear, listen. It's not enough to hear. You need to listen to the Shoifer because he's calling out to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by means of the Shoifer, is calling out to you. So listen what the Shoifer has to say. In my shul, there's a Baal Tekeya, and he blows the Shoifer every morning, and every morning he tears at my heart. He has such a piercing sound. And it moves my heart, it stirs my heart every morning. So the Ritva says, that is why the Nusach of Berchus HaShoifer is Lishmoya Koil Shoifer, because the mitzvah actually is Shmiya. And why is the mitzvah Shmiya? Because it is about Tshuva. But we find another explanation, why do we blow Shoifer? And that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amud Aleph. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא ליסור, תיקו לפוני בשויפה של איל, ואני אזכור לכם הקדס יצחוק, ומעלה אני עליכם כאילו עקדתם את עצמכם. In Sidur HaRashash, he writes that Hirur Tshuva b'shas tkiya shoifo is an unbelievable zgula, and it's mechapa even on Chai v'Krisus and Mises based. So Sidur HaRashash called Kuloi Divrei Kabbalah, but I have a very simple understanding and an interpretation in what he says. Because B'Shas Tkiyas Shoifer, a Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, Mala ani alechem keilu akadetem esatzmachem, as if each and every one of us is Moisa Nefesh on the altar, on the Mizbeach, like Yitzchok did. And when a person gives away his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to say, Vidui adu tshuva. So that Ashash says, B'shast ki yeshoifo, if you have hiru tshuva, it's like giving away your soul, your neshama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that atones for everything, even Koras and Mises Beisdin. So on one hand, we need to do tshuva. On the other hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Tikkel afona b'shoifer shalayel v'niyaskol lachem eile shul Yitzchok ben Avraham." And the lashon in this Ma'amar Chazal is, "Tikkel afonai." You're blowing for me, not for yourself. Blow the horn for me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'niyaskol lachem akedus Yitzchok. And that is why we need tkiya and shemiyah. We blow for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we listen for ourselves. We need to listen to do tshuva. But we also blow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen. It's not only us that need to hear the shofar. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wants to hear the shofar, because He wants to remember for us, Al Menas Shetal Zechroinchem Lafonai L'Toivo U'Bemeh B'Shofar, because that's Akedus Yitzchak. And that is why, yes, Tkiya and Shmir, both together, the combination of both, are the Shleimus of Mitzvah Shofar. So I once said a vertel. It's a vertel and not even a vort, but a geschmack a vertel, and I seem to like it. Tikkel b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpot lelekayam. So a shofar, a choyk, or a mishpot, they are two different concepts, and we all remember from Rashi in different sources, Perush Rashi al Torah, what's the difference between chukim and mishpotim? Chukim are Chukim chukakti, gzeres guzarti, v'anach v'shuslan rachayim. Chukim are the mitzvahs we perform without understanding what they're all about. Like shatnez, like pora aduma. You don't need to ask questions. You need to do your duty. Mishpotim are the mitzvahs of sichlis, which we definitely understand. So we plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu when we say the Bonei Shalom. We're aware that there are two reasonings and two interpretations of Tkiya Shofar. One is for you and the other is for us. Please, even if the Shofar is a Choyk Li Yisrael, we relate it to this mitzvah as if it's a Choyk. We don't know why, we just blow. We're just blowing away, we don't know why. So we ask, please, even if it's a Choyk Li Yisrael, it should still be a Mishpot Le'elokei Yankov. We neglected our reason. We neglected the Rambam, we didn't do tshuva, we're still in a deep slumber. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, for you, it should stay a mishpot. Don't forget your side of the deal. Don't forget what you promised. Tikkel afona b'shofar shalayel v'niyaskol lachem eilu shel Yitzchok ben Avraham v'mala ni'aleichem ki'ilu akadetem es asmechem. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's choyk li Yisrael, it should still be a mishpot le'elokai yankrim. I'm not sure that Kodesh Baruch Hu agrees with this vertel. And I have a feeling that he says, no. You do your share, and I do mine. So when we hear the shofar every day in Elul, and especially Rosh Hashanah, we need to listen to what we hear. Uri Yeshenim, Shinaschem, Venerdom, Makitzim, Kadamaschem, Habitu lenafsho yiseichem ve'itivu drochechem ve'maralechem ve'yazov kol achad mekem es darkei arov es machshavtoi haloi toiv ha-shokhechim et ha-emet behavlei hazman ve'shoigim kol shenosom behevel v'rik shelo yoyel v'lo yatsil. Harsh words, devorim ki darboines, and we need to listen. So let's try to do our best, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tshuva, b'tfila, b'tzedokah. More chesed and more mitzvahs and more midas tovus, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us rachamei shemayim, and we should be zoichem to ksiva chsima toiva b'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim b'yachad and kol beis Yisrael. And this coming year should be a shnas geula v'yeshua. We should hear b'korov not only kol shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, but also kol shofar shel Moshiach tzedkenu b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Thank you.
according to the formulation of the Chatzi Eved, that the Kol is a product of also the Tzad Avdus.